Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Truly, it is a blessing to be with you today as we start our yearly series over again. We just want to thank the Lord for us being on the radio for another year. And as we start this year, we would like to start off with the believer's reward. Basically, what we want you to understand is we must be very careful to distinguish between salvation and rewards. Salvation is a gift, while rewards are earned by works. Jesus promises, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." That's Revelation 22:12. Salvation is the believer's present possession, while rewards await the judgment seat of Christ. This judgment will determine the reward each believer receives. Some will receive a full reward, while some will receive only a partial reward, and some will suffer total loss of reward. Their works will be burnt, but they themselves will be saved as by fire, or as a branch snatched from the burning. It is so important for Christians to know that God has great plans for us. And at that great day of the judgment seat of Christ, Christians won't be judged based on whether they're going to heaven or to hell. They will simply be judged based on the work that they have done unto the Lord. And if the work that we're doing pleases the Father and glorifies the body of Christ, it shall be rewarded. But if not, it shall be burnt up. Oh, it's sad to say that many of our works are going to be burnt up because we went into it not to glorify God, but to glorify ourselves. Whenever we are doing a work for the Lord, we must have the heart of Christ. We must know that the work that we're doing is to bring glory unto God. And as we are representatives of Jesus Christ, we must display love at all times. Many of times we do things and we don't display love. We can do the right thing the wrong way. But we want to encourage you today, Christian, is that as you work for the Lord, make sure that it's just that. You're working for the Lord and not for yourself, not for any self-glory, but you're doing it to magnify the Lord, to lift him higher. As the Bible says, he must increase and we must decrease. And when you do that, you will see men and women, boys and girls, brought to the cross of Christ and the cross uplifted. And we can see that he goes away to prepare a place for us, that he'll come back one day and receive us unto ourselves. As we embark upon this series on the believer's reward, just know that there are five crowns that the Bible speaks of. It speaks of the crown of life, the crown of glory, the crown of righteousness, the crown of rejoicing, and the incorruptible crown. As we set in anticipation on studying these crowns, we pray that you come back and tune in to listen to these messages.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.